Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Thursday, October the 14th. It's National Dessert Day, and it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Kmart's Dessert Bar, which features only pudding today.
They have a dessert bar?
Yeah. And unfortunately, they can't serve vegans today. No, you can't have any pudding if you don't eat your meat.
Oh, Lord.
As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Well, a beautiful Thursday indeed. Currently 17 degrees, working our way up to a high of 20 degrees under a mix of sun and cloud. And again, get out those umbrellas. It looks like this evening will be the start of a bit of a soggy few days ahead. And let's have a shout out. You're welcome to Meek. Shout out to the top five pies in the world. Apple, blueberry, key lime, chicken pot, and humble.
Some people need to move that to number one.
you know, let's go with honorable mention to charts and graphs and whatnot. And remember, folks, no matter what mathematicians tell you about calculating the area of a circle, pi r round. Get that one percolating for a little bit.
For the masters out there, well done, sir. Today we celebrate National Dessert Day by way of the local bakery, grandma's house, or maybe a chocolate shop. You know, some tasty desserts can include candies, pies, ice creams, fruit, dessert, cookies, pastries, cobblers, and donuts. There is another, though, that's left off the list. I had a weird dream last night that there was a dessert made with sugar, cornstarch, milk, and cocoa. I might have to try this out. I'm just putting it out there. And of course, you know how our friend Reese eats her pudding? Witherspoon. And there are two groups that actually famously do not eat dessert: teddy bears and turkeys, because they're already stuffed.
Look at
the meat. Have to get the oxygen mask for Rohini.
Gosh. William Shatner, Captain Kirk, you know, he just went into space. And you know what his favorite dessert is? Floats. All right. It's time for Tunes with Tamik. Tamik, what are we listening to today? Rick Astley, you know, he's never going to run around and desert you.
That's pretty good. I actually thought you were going to say Moon Pie or Mars Bar for William Shatner. But anyway, no, I actually settled in on a song that's been done by a few people, but most famously by Marvin Gaye and also by James Taylor. Can anybody think of what this song is?
How Sweet It Is.
I can always depend on Paul. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Well done. Yes, this is such a great song, written by Holland Dozier Holland, the masterful writers, writers for Motown. Like, man, when you Google it, it'll show you different writers, but that's because they had to use a lot of pseudonyms because when they broke up with Motown, they had to pretend like they didn't write songs so they didn't get sued. But anyway, that's another story. But masterful writers. But, you know, if there was a song that you wanted to sing to your significant other to thank them, you know, especially if you've, you know, been misbehaving and not mowing the lawn or finishing that project you started in 1984, whatever the case.
She's just going around the room.
Yeah, I see that the glance is cast at each square of the team.
I'll take time.
There's so many things, you know. And mind you, they could be doing that for you too. But it starts out with, I needed the shelter of someone's arms, and there you were. I needed someone to understand my ups and downs, and there you were. With sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotion. I want to stop and thank you, baby. I want to stop and thank you, baby. Yes, I do. How sweet it is to be loved by you. I mean, Just play the song. Don't even just play the song. It's such a beautiful song. And I know we've been talking about giving thanks. This is the week after Thanksgiving. But, you know, just sometimes pausing in those moments where you don't have to. It's not a birthday that you also might have forgotten.
Monday coming up.
Or anniversary that you may not know. Remember. But sometimes it's in those moments where the dishes are in the sink, the kids are doing what the kids are doing, and just to take a pause and just to say thank you, right? Thank you for the love and thank you for the devotion. So this is a beautiful song that does that. So just put that on one of these days. Ask your partner for, you know, their hand, and you can have a little dance around the room and make it all okay. So
I know,
that's
I did
the song.
That. I sang that last night when I said, could you go to the fridge and get me out of the dessert? It arrived. Not in the form that I wanted it.
Had James Taylor or Marvin Gaye do that. Because if they did that, I think you probably would have gotten some dessert last night there. See, that's the secret. Play the song and let the song direct.
Yep.
So either version is a beautiful version. They both put their spin on it, but that's my pick for today. How sweet it is. Written by the brilliant Holland Dozier Holland, and either version, James Taylor or Marvin Gaye.
Nice. All right, gents, we got some work to do when we sign off today. Is it still a thing to send somebody song lyrics, or is that like 80s?
Tamika, I do have a question.
Do it.
Like, yeah. You know, when they were doing the writing credits, you know, there's great debate. Is it, you know, it'd be McCartney and Lennon or Lennon and McCartney? Like, how did they decide which Holland to put at the front or at the back? And did it really matter? You know what I mean?
I wondered that, and I thought, well, maybe.
Holland and Dozier, or Holland.
Well, or Dozier, Holland, Holland. Yeah, I don't know.
Spam, egg, sausage, and spam. Oh, right. Another great, great tune. You know what we should do? We should create an iTunes playlist with all these.
Maybe make a mixtape as well.
Ooh, sir.
Well, we could have our before and after dinner tape.
Wow. Hey, let's get to Ventures with Venturo. Hey, Venturo, I gotta say, yesterday's brain tips were gold. I did have an amazing nap right after the show.
Refreshing. Oh, I thought you said during the show. Sorry.
Wow.
Oh, gosh. It's hard to now since we're uploading the video. It's hard to sort of check out for any period of time because everybody will know. What have you got for us today, Venturo?
Thursday, so I got a couple websites for you today. But before I jump into it, what is your favorite dessert? Anybody want to?
Coconut cream pie.
Cheesecake. Yeah, indeed.
I do love a cheesecake. God, I honestly love dessert.
You just have so many you can choose. You can choose one.
Are you taking orders?
Not taking orders. But
I mean, I love a good donut, though.
Shout out to the Casa Dolce just up the street at Queensway and Cawthorn.
Yeah, I love
a
good donut.
You have shares, sir.
My favorite is actually a Jamaican one. It's just sweet potato pudding, right? I really, really like that. But if you are thinking of making your own dessert, or you're planning on treating somebody to make up for not cutting the lawn or having that outstanding project.
Hey, that's twice. That's a little close to home.
That's because Ventura has to cut the lawn.
And he lives in a condo.
I'm looking out at the grass saying, well, I don't know, man. I got to get it done. But so if you're looking for a website to help you along and come up with some amazing recipes, some dessert recipes, check out these two websites. The first one is Baking Mad. And if you are vegetarian or vegan, they will give you insights into how to turn that dessert recipe into vegan or vegetarian. For those of you who didn't have your meat. All right. The other one is My Baking Addiction. Also a very, very good website. I was checking out some of the recipes on that one. I think I'm going to try.
Hash brownies by any chance?
It's the gateway dessert.
Oh, so,
yeah, go check out those two websites, guys. You'll get a ton load of ideas that you can utilize. So that's it for me. Have some great dessert, everyone.
All right.
So just to piggyback on the tech tips and sweetness, I came across the most amazing website. It's isaiddontcallme.me. So you know when you get one of these, hey, tax department fraud calls?
Yeah.
Take note of the number. You submit it to this website, and the website phones them back rapidly, like 26 times per minute, all day long. And so it just gives them a taste of their own medicine. So how sweet is that?
Are you serious?
Yeah. I said, don't call me, .me.
You cannot tell that to Venturo, because he's going to look at this. He's already planning it.
Actually, that's Venturo's site.
That's a great one, Paul.
Yeah. Okay, that's another task for us after we log off here today. So that's perfect. It is Thursday. Time for Thursday's Thought.
Yeah, that came about because, you know, being the loving husband that I am, I decided last night to take my wife out for her favorite meal, which of course is Chinese food. So we went to our favorite restaurant. But I'll tell you this, I really got a beef because she said absolutely no dessert, and it cost me a fortune.
Three, five, seven, and 11.
Oh yeah. So in keeping with our theme this week, so you know, yesterday the priest bumped into the nun at the salad bar.
Oh no.
Said, "Let us pray," right? Well, near the end of the dinner, they met again at the dessert bar, and the nun this time said to the priest, "I'd recommend the donut. It's holy."
Norm McDonald's.
Like I said, I do love a donut.
Oh, that's rich, sir. Well, that is it for us, everybody, and thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for sticking with us. Have a great Thursday, everyone. We are the Wise Guys and Girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.